Hi, I'm Mike White.
And I'm Rob St. Mary.
And we're the hosts of the Projection Booth podcast.
If you haven't heard of the Projection Booth, that's okay.
But we think it's time that you have.
We've been doing this for over 3 years now.
And we think we're doing a pretty good show.
Every week we look at a different film and put it in context.
We try to bring you interviews with the people behind the films.
Or experts on a subject matter covered in the film.
We don't specialize in any one particular genre or type of film.
We try to examine every aspect of cinema.
From every corner of the globe.
Even at 3 years, we barely just scratched the surface.
But we're ready. We're ready for you to listen to us.
That's right. Now's the time to give us a shot.
Download us through our free smartphone app.
Or through Stitcher, iTunes, Geek Juice Radio, Jackalope.
Or our website.
Projection-booth.com.
We'll keep making great shows.
Now it's your turn to listen to them.
You gonna smoke me out or what? Come over there and dress you up.
What's the piping? Love. What's the peeping?
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From AsmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Hey.
What up?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Billy.
Hey, guys.
Some of you are named Billy.
Billy.
Some of you are named Jeffy.
You're just taking a wild-ass guess. Just taking a stab at it.
And being... Surprise, we're high again.
Yeah,
we're
high.
Trying to think somebody out.
We didn't wait for you. Yeah, I know,
oh,
right?
How did they know? How did they know?
We just
ran
ourselves out.
We know it all.
You know what I would feel bad is... What if that person's having, like, beginning symptoms of schizophrenia? You know, where you start thinking, like, the TV and the radio was talking to you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then we really were talking to them.
Maybe
what
we
if
were.
We just push somebody over the edge?
Maybe you should do it.
That's morbid. Yeah. Hi.
Whoa.
You're definitely overthinking this one.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
There's something wrong with me, apparently.
Yeah. Something.
Man, I saw snow the other day. Rory saw snow the other day, I think for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
She was running from window to window. She was like just staring at
what's going on out there?
Like a little kid.
Yeah. I'm not sure if she thought we were being bombarded or if it was like...
Hey, I don't know if you've seen outside, but holy hell.
The clouds are shedding.
Yeah.
So yeah, she was excited. But yeah, we had one snow day here in Michigan.
Yep.
And it got a little... At one point, while I was still inside at work, it got kind of blustery, you know? It showed off. You
right.
know, it was kind of peacocking around.
As I check this,
lot of big flakes, a lot of nice wind whipped up. So it can
yes.
spin around like you're in a goddamn snow globe.
Oh, God.
There you go.
You enjoy winter? You guys enjoy winter?
No,
winter.
I fucking hate it. With a passion.
Yeah.
I've been really threatening for the last 14 years.
I know there's half of you that hates it,
months.
For sure.
And since we've no place. Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
It's racialist, to quote Allen G.
Racialist.
Hey, but you know what? I bet you that is a part of me that hates it.
Hey, maybe. I mean, you don't have to be an Arab to hate winter.
Fucking goddamn it. Oh,
And I know, it can wear on you. And I think I'm the only one who has a positive attitude about the season that doesn't participate in any of the sports. Winter sports.
Ah. What do you mean?
No.
We don't really participate either. We watch
them. I know. No, that's fine. No.
You guys, we're spectators.
That's right. You guys hate winter, and you don't participate in skiing and snowboarding and what. Right.
Oh, yeah, that
sense.
Crap. Oh, hell no.
Because
then you have to be outside in the snow.
Some people who love winter because that's when they get to go out and ski and snowboard. And
right.
I guess I'll take a sled, a nice toboggan. I was going to say other things, but I guess it only happens in the Olympics. Like, nobody goes out and... what's that really fast sled called?
Toboggan?
No.
Luge?
Yeah.
The one where you're just basically like... they just put you on a sled. You are the body of the sled. They just attach you to the bottom part of a sled and shove you down a track.
Insane.
No, thank you.
I was possibly close to getting T-boned by a Detroit Edison truck today. One of the big ones with like the big baskets on top.
You should have. They could have been a big check. Although yeah. you'd be dead.
It would have been a work man. And I would have been dead or injured.
No.
Yeah. That's true. Your boss would have got a big check from DTE, not you.
Well, if I was injured, I probably would have got a piece of that.
Yeah. Oh, I signed up for something today.
No, just he straight up like ran a red light. like right in front of us. And the guy was looking up. Like, he was driving and looking up. Like, what are you, he was reading a sign or something, I guess, because he didn't see the color of the light. And then what's funny is there was another guy right the fuck behind him.
Oh, shit.
Oh, nice.
Like, just one after another. I mean, I guess I can imagine, you know, you're following this big-ass Edison truck. You're figuring, like, you know, if he can't stop, you're not stopping. Doesn't matter. Keep going.
Why not?
That on top of, like, on the freeway today, you ever have, like, a chain of people try and all merge at once?
Yeah.
Isn't that fun? Like, the guy, it was like, what's that game where you all hold hands and try and whip the one on the end off? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
no.
It was like playing that. Like, four cars come down the merge lane, and I'm on 94, which again has no... That, I shouldn't even say merge lane. There's just like an entrance ramp, and then it just spits you right out. At almost everywhere on 94, they don't give you a lane to merge. And yeah, there's just all of a sudden four cars coming down.
See, I always look for the person that's trying to get into the lane that I'm trying to get out of.
Yeah.
Hey, there's my buddy. All right, there we go. You go one way, I'll go the other.
We ended up doing this thing where we were kind of both hitting our brakes. Like, it was like watching the Three Stooges try and get through a door.
Was there a monkey and little boy hiding in the trunk as well?
Nice.
Yeah. Don't know why the fuck I keep taking the freeway.
This week it spooked me out. This week my commute, my one day.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I had to go down there this morning too for medical benefits and such. We have to meet with a counselor now.
Oh,
thanks a lot, Obama.
Oh, I thought it was for your weed.
Nice.
No. Oh yeah, but just it was really easy.
You had to get your Obamacare
to get downtown. The commute on the freeway was pretty easy this week. I went Tuesday and I went today, both at the same time.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people.
If I hit the freeway.
Oh, it was hunting. It's hunting season this week.
This week
has
all been hunting season.
Oh, you're fucking right.
Yeah.
No,
everything's
wonder.
Been real light.
Generally, if I get on the freeway before 8:30, well, I should say by like 8:15, I'm good. You hit that freeway after 8:30. Oh, you're done.
You know,
for
and that is clearly like a Michigan thing too.
I hope you don't work at 9 because you ain't getting there.
Right.
Yeah, hunting season.
Hunting.
Out there, probably illegally shooting some wolves while they're at it.
Well, no, can't they now actually legally shoot wolves?
Yeah, that's what I.
Oh wait, that's
I
right.
thought you said illegally. Oh no, isn't it? It's probably not until January.
No,
it
did.
There goes one. Hey, you shot my cow.
What the fuck was that?
Neither of you guys know this.
No idea.
This is the second week of Deer Camp
it's
by
the
Youpers.
I know this.
Man, really?
I'm lying with
I worked at a radio station in Western Michigan, son. I had to know what this was.
Oh.
This is like
this is a novelty record.
This is like a traditional regional song. Like this,
oh, for
this
sure.
This is not recent.
Yeah.
I've never heard this before. I'm surprised.
I'm glad I haven't heard it.
I've been in the UP once.
I've been a couple times.
And you go up to Traverse City, you'll encounter some Youpers here or there. And you're like, did you float over from Minnesota?
Don't you know?
And there you go. That's how that goes. Mm-hmm. No, but I had like friends who like their dads went hunting and shit too. That's I knew about that even before I worked at radio station in Western Michigan. But outside of Detroit, it's a fucking it's holiday.
Really?
Oh, for the like people
yeah,
like
see, I've never
people
been
take their
in
children out of school for a week. It's not going to be in school for a week. Why? Deer hunting? Okay.
Wow.
I mean that's
oh, yeah,
how it
I remember
goes.
That in high school and you know middle school.
Yeah, I mean that goes down even around here. But I'm saying out in the red part of Michigan, like, it's no joke, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They are not fucking around with the deer camp, with the deer hunting.
It's like Friday Night Lights in Texas, right?
Yeah.
That was a reference to high school football, right?
I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, okay.
I knew the reference. Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
But you say it's
well,
a way of
life.
Thanks
for the information, Rod.
Well, I didn't know what you were referencing because I've never hunted. So I don't know.
talking about like the commitment from the community behind that sport. This is all getting edited out, so it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do Supreme OG, huh?
Oh, what?
Supreme OG.
Supreme OG.
Yeah, so on like, our continuing quest to discover all the OG strains, I guess.
Yeah, we have lots of OG. Like, you have, about these later. You have OG 18.
I have OG 18.
I got the original OG Kush. We're about to do some Supreme OG.
Officially known as OG Barely Legal.
Nice.
OG was 17
barely
last week.
OG Legal. I don't know.
Hit some smoke and music.
Oh my shit. So, this is Supreme OG. I thought you were going to hit me with some Supremes. Here's my Jeep.
Well, I just figured since we have like 8 strains of OG, it's like the OG show.
The OG show. I like how that shit was going down.
Light that shit up, homie.
Hey, did you know that the guy from Law & Order, you had a rap career?
And a heavy metal band for a minute, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you know Coco's husband used to be a rapper?
Who's Coco?
His wife.
Gathered that.
But they had a fairly popular reality show a couple years ago.
Oh, they did?
On VH1, Ice-T and Coco.
Ice-T and Coco. Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that fucking cute?
That sounds like a fucking... Like,
are you...
I bet you mix those together, maybe put some alcohol in it, it probably wouldn't taste bad.
What, Ice-T and Coco?
Yeah. Chocolate lemon? I mean, come on.
I'm not that bold.
But yes, Rob. Supreme OG.
My favorite is when he shot that kid in the foot.
In
New
right.
Jack City.
Did he shoot Chris Rock in the side of the head in New Jack City as well?
Did he shoot him in the side of the head? I can't remember.
Sorry, Rob.
I've never seen it, no.
You never seen that shit?
No.
This is great. Anytime we have a debate on something, we have to turn to Rob, and Rob would just have no opinion or not be listening.
Sorry. Extreme wealth, but I kick it to your heart and real. One wrong move and your cap's peeled. All right. I ain't no superhero, I ain't no Marvel. All right, what I found here. Just the effects differ with prescription medication use.
What?
The chemical compounds contained with... Oh, I was reading the description. Contained within the cannabis may have varied effects upon each individual. The above rating is determined... Well, this is a, this is a warning label of,
That's what it sounds like.
This is...
Effects may include dry mouth.
This website
sucks. Dizziness.
Crave for Doritos.
Doritos?
No. Let's make something up.
Tastes good. I like it.
It's a cross between OG
and something
and Diana Ross.
There you go.
There you go.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Supreme OG. It's Diana Ross's strain.
So we should make a mashup of the two. We could do this with that OG song. You know, get the vocals from the OG song.
That'd be an interesting mashup.
Mashup OG and then some Supremes.
That might work.
Do it girl talk style.
I think there's way better Supreme songs.
That would be
it's
cool.
It's always everybody's go-to song for the Supremes. I think there's way better songs.
There's better. Most of them are better. Most of the ones that I can think of. But sometimes I confuse them with other artists, other Motown artists. So anyway, it's cold outside is what I was saying.
Ooh.
But this is hibernation season. This is like...
Time to get fat.
Nope.
Time to.
Well, it is too. We have two holidays right in a row where they just throw fucking food at you for 2 weeks prior to it.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Well, actually, if you think about it, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, there is no lapse in the food. It's here for a month. Eat this.
Somebody's having a Black Saturday sale this Saturday.
They should open on Thanksgiving. No, they're not even, fuck it. Why close?
We're still 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, and they've got the black sales. Everything's black.
Why's it got to be black?
Black, huh? No, it was Black Saturday.
Black Saturday.
So you can make it two days in a row? It's just turning into Black Weekend.
No, but I didn't want to bitch about how greedy these corporations are. They keep sticking their hands out for Christmas money earlier and earlier.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a why stop? You know, why did this...
I want to talk about the positive side of this weather.
You know, it's gonna be a short conversation.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
The short side of the positive side of this weather is when it ends.
A snowman.
Can you work for me tomorrow?
What possibly could you say bad about snowmen? I tell you. I challenge you.
Black Friday.
It's the biggest mall shopping day.
They're too cold to build.
And since
too cold. Too cold to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Too hot to handle. Too cold to hold.
Snowmen are overrated.
Yeah.
I recall snowmen. Being very underwhelmed.
Sir, that's racist.
What, snowmen?
Anti-snowmetic.
I said snowmen are overrated.
Anti-snowmetic.
Anti-snowmetic.
You're very snowmetic.
I mean, it just looks pretty. And...
Yeah, when it's first happening and you're in the house and it's warm, it looks super nice.
Yeah, when
nice.
It's falling for the
then
first
you
time,
have to go
pretty.
Out
and it makes you thankful for having a place that is heated that you can stay in. That's no small thing. And I mentioned it looks pretty, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're really
trying to stay positive on this. No, I would much rather though be. Too cold than too hot. There's only so many that you can't take your skin off.
Negative.
All good on that.
I can't stand sweating uncontrollably from parts of my body that don't normally. And I would much rather just have to bundle up.
Nope.
You wrap yourself up right too, man.
Nope.
You're like Han Solo out there.
No, because you could feel yourself slowly freeze to death. If you get heat stroke, you just pass out, puke, and die. The end.
Right.
I hear that you don't really feel it, though. Freezing to death.
Wow.
That you just stop being cold. But you sit. I don't know.
Maybe.
Just the old silver lining.
I don't know, man. I don't know way. No, I'd much just, rather be too hot than too
I
cold.
I just enjoy right, seasons. I'd rather be way I enjoy cold. Seasons in general, and winter, there's nothing wrong with it.
Plus, if women get too hot, they take off their clothes.
Right.
Yeah, but those
then you can be hot
boots,
with a boner.
Those boots with like a little fur on the top of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Girls posing out in snow, but in like bikinis or maybe not.
Maybe in your fantasy for, life that you live.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, I'm just saying.
I haven't seen.
Nudity.
Where do you live?
Nudity. Yeah. You guys have never seen any nudity in the wintertime?
No, sir.
Not outside.
You never banged?
Not female.
You never banged a chick in the wintertime outside?
No.
Never.
Oh, it's awesome.
We're always inside.
Don't you guys go camping?
No.
Not in winter.
Well, I mean...
Not fucked outside because of camping, so, but I'm not in winter. No, hell no.
You go up north and then...
Camping is a summer activity. No. If you go anywhere in the wintertime up north, there's a... Indoors involved, there's a cabin or something we call a cabin, which is really just a house.
I'm not saying it's something you do on a windy day, you know, as long as it's above, like, let's say 16 degrees and it's not too windy.
Above 16.
16?
It's quite invigorating.
That's brisk.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's commonly believed that, you know, a cold shower will, relieve you of your sexual tension, right? Cool you off. That's something, it used to be something they do on sitcoms all the time. Have to go take a cold shower. Does anybody do that anymore?
There might be some people.
No, they just go, I'm going to go beat off. Dude, I'll be right back.
Hey, thank you for listening, liking, and that's sharing. The Weedsman Podcast on Facebook, following us on Twitter, at The Weedsman 420. Send us tweets. Some pirate music entertainment. If this was your goal, congratulations. We said your name. I don't know. They've tweeted a couple things at us. I got one thing got retweeted like a bunch of times.
Oh, pirate.
And it
what
was
is
something
it?
Like "I love you" or yeah, pirate
name?
Music entertainment.
It's, pirate music entertainment. Yeah, hi.
They just got a second one. But they love us. apparently.
Well, thank you for loving us.
Or they just wanted us to say their name.
Pirate Music Entertainment.
So congratulations. Dozens of people have now heard me say your name. You can subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes,
like,
for free.
Eye Patch and a Parrot Pirates, or...
Actually, yeah, there is a Jolly Roger is in their picture on the Twitter.
Not Somalian.
No. Not like...
these machine guns.
I run this boat now.
I'm captain.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast for free on iTunes by clicking through the link at ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, you can find the Weedsman Podcast on Stitcher Radio. Hey, you...
What's up?
You over there.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Oh.
Hi.
I meant the royal you. The metaphorical. You know, nice. Them. You can now listen to a new episode of A Christopher Media Show every day of the week. Sunday, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursdays, Unregimented. Tuesday, the Weedsman Podcast Bonus Nugget. You know, not everything can make the big show. Not everything.
Not all my rambling or stupidity cannot make it all in one show.
Yeah, they don't put all of the baseball players in the major leagues. There has to be a minor league.
All the nonsense, all the bullshit that doesn't mean anything about weed.
The golden rule of Hollywood, always leave them wanting more.
Well, that is the Weedsman Podcast Bonus Nugget.
Boom.
It's a little taste of what happens right now. Yeah, if you want more of this.
Do you really want more of this?
Fridays is when you catch it. And then...
catch it.
Catch it.
Catch it.
Like a disease.
Like a disease. Yeah,
like a
disease.
Like a fever.
Virus. Retro.
If you found that you've contracted the Weedsman...
Please see a medical
please
assessment.
See a doctor right now, for the love of God.
Apply the salve.
Sorry. Wednesday.
Got the Weedsman. I got to call my ex-girlfriends.
Let them know. It's a crime not telling them.
It's akin to rape, I heard.
I
don't know, because everything is.
It's a crime,
right?
To not tell your ex-partners about the Weedsman.
You better tell them.
You've caught the Weedsman.
You better tell them, because
there's
they
a
got
marketing
that
strategy for you. Fear. Wednesdays, the Oddcast with Jenna and John.
Odder than us?
They talk about odd shit.
They do. I have listened. It's pretty good.
Wednesdays, also the Projection Booth. Saturday, Captain's Table with Noah. If you like what we do and you would like to support us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Hey, it's that time of year. Everybody's be using the computer. Everybody's be using Amazon. Two-day shipping.
That's right.
Got the Amazon
The time of year for computers.
Well, definitely online shopping.
Yes,
it's at the peak for the year.
Cyber Monday.
It's happening. You're going to go to Amazon anyways, so just click through the Amazon banner on ChristopherMedia.net.
That's it.
You bookmark it, and then does it cost you anything extra when you buy something? It will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website
at once for no extra charge.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to get that in there.
That sounds illegal.
Yeah, it does. I don't charge for it.
Yeah, it sounds like, hey, don't say that on the mic.
I had a t-shirt that said that.
Nice. That's a good shirt.
By now, you pretty much think anybody can do a podcast.
Yep.
Well, if you do it yourself.
If you do. I swear you do.
We better not find you.
If you're going to do a podcast, you're going to need a website. If you're going to get a website, you go to HostGator.com. You go to ChristopherMedia.net first. You click through the link. When you do that, helps us out. They kick us a little bit of cash. DraftKings.com. Hey, this week, I fuck you.
Hey, I got you. You're going down. You keep talking smack, and I'm just telling you, I'm projected to do better than you.
You can't even say shit because your mic don't work.
Yeah, your mic's cut out. I can talk as much shit as I want.
You just channeled the Macho Man there for a minute.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to knock you out, brother.
Sunday afternoon.
You better watch your back, brother. See, you're cut out again.
Right, couch.
Couch.
But yeah, DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter for free or paid contests when your share of over $200 million. Actually, I saw a commercial that says $200 million, because if you see $2 million, it's going to be deer everywhere.
Yep. His genies are literal.
If you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
Check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to witness some scenes from the next attraction to play this theater. This picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes which under no circumstances should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium.
Rewind this and just smoke to it.
Welcome to Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. I'm your reviewer, Rob, from the Projection Booth Podcast. Have you noticed? There's a lot of idiots everywhere. Most of them are just plain hard to deal with, but some can be a lot of fun. This week, I'm talking about Cabin Boy.
It's the story of a boy and his love affair with the sea.
This moron got on the wrong boat.
He never dreamed where the winds of fortune would blow him.
The 1994 film from director Adam Resnick stars Chris Elliott as Nathaniel Mayweather, a man-child who has little knowledge of the outside world and has this very elite attitude almost to his core, but in the end, he's really just an idiot. The situation gets rolling when Nathaniel believes that he's gotten on a cruise ship that's supposed to take him back to his father's resort in Hawaii, but instead he got on another ship, called the Filthy Whore, run by a bunch of salty sea dogs, featuring well-known character actors that you've seen in many things before, including Brian Doyle Murray and Andy Richter in his first role.
You meaning to imply that this is not the Queen Catherine? And you're not its well-trained crew here to cater to my every whim?
Nope. Kid, we're just here to catch fish and stink.
Mostly the latter.
Okay,
about a year ago, we had both Adam Resnick and Chris Elliott on my full-time show, The Projection Booth, to talk about it, and it was a great story on just how this film all came to be. I'm not going to get into it here, but if you like Cabin Boy, you should check out the interview over at projection-booth.com. It was a great conversation on how they both got started, both Adam Resnick and Chris Elliott, in the early days of Late Night with David Letterman, who actually makes a cameo in this film.
Hey, listen, have a good trip, Susie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Think about me, all right? Oh, man, do I hate them fancy lads.
So Cabin Boy is some serious surreal fun and is my pick this week for Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. And until next week, I'm Rob from the Projection Booth, and you can find out more about my usual show at projection-booth.com. And if you have suggestions on films I should review for here on The Weedsman, you can tweet them at the show at TheWeedsman420. And as Chris, Rob, and Aaron always say, stay high.
They go, ooga, chaka, ooga, chaka.
This is your new mic.
That's your new mic, the orange one. Talking to that. Do you like it? Speaking to Mike.
This one still has a business end.
Hey, yeah, look at you.
The logo.
Yeah.
You could have talked smack with that mic. Now you can't.
Hey, how does it sound?
It sounds just like the other one.
What's that?
Sounds just like the other one.
Hey, I think I might like that one a little bit better.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
My smooth sound. Yeah.
Is that a new microphone or am I just crazy?
I can't stop this feeling. It's got your boy Peter Quill up. Deep
inside. Yeah.
All comes back to Tarantino again. What you
do to me? Hey, why are we not smoking weed?
Okay, that's a good question.
This is a talk show where we smoke weed. I already smoked weed.
Where's it's a bong.
I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Such a good song.
I like the original, man. I'm going Aaron on this one.
Oh, yeah?
I'm getting all music snobby on the one. Yeah, okay. I like the original version that has the guitar solo in it.
Right.
Oh, man, I just realized there's a microphone on. That's recording.
Yeah, yeah, you're just going out of control right there. That's all right.
I didn't know that was him. I think I probably did. The gentleman brought us the raindrops falling on my head.
Really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside.
What is the name of this group?
Fucking Tyler.
BJ Thomas.
DJ Thomas.
From okay. BJ and the Bear?
I don't fucking know.
There he is. Look at that hair.
What year? At 69? Well, what year was the other one?
70-something. I know that for sure.
Yeah, I prefer this version.
Your lips are sweet as candy. The taste is all.
Not bad. I like it.
Girl, you got that electric sitar.
Yeah.
That late 60s.
It's pretty sweet.
Thinking every week we should pick a song that we want to smoke to. I'll just listen to it. Like MS3000 it.
Is
like MST3000 it. Like, I don't know. What's we're kind of doing it right now anyway. Right. It just reminded me of it.
Kind of shooting from the hip.
Oh.
You can look. You can
give Aaron time to pack the bowl.
Yep. Bump, bump.
Then you go around the horn.
Horn. Go around the horn.
I'm gonna go around your horn. Come over there.
Whoa.
What's up? You gonna smoke me out?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you turn me on.
What's the peeping?
Alright. This is part two. No, part. What part would we consider this?
18.
Of the. The OG coverage.
Oh, yeah. We've done. OG continuing like coverage.
The continuing coverage. OG. We're bringing you continuing coverage of Smoke and OG.
OG Watch.
We're now on to OG 18, which would.
Wow.
Might make you believe that we've smoked 17 other strains, but it hasn't been that many.
That is delicious.
That's a good one, eh?
Yeah.
Can I have
like
that Jeep lighter? Give me that orange one right there, please.
DJ.
It's my lucky lighter now.
I love that lighter.
It's like Hunter Orange.
Is this, it's the OG update.
Current Affair?
Yeah.
OG update. OG 18. What this one was supposed to be, I think a fairly high THC count. Very.
The killer weed.
How would you describe the taste, Rob?
Delicious.
Very delicious. I mean, you got an earthy, you know, strong that flavor. It's quite pungent. Stings the nostrils.
It's spicy.
Spicy. A little sriracha.
Stings the nostrils.
I had a fucking lighter when I came down here. Now I don't.
You did. Right.
It's a white
you know
Bic.
I don't have
everybody
it.
Get buck naked.
Everybody mine. Get
these
buck naked and fuck.
These are mine.
I have two Jeep lighters. You can have one of them for
what's
the
other one. What'd you get?
A stylish, you know, design.
Gloss
there.
Over what he
I
just said.
Skills, all right. Skills.
Some ultra modern sleek shit, you know.
Like gloss over what he just said.
All yeah, right. Gloss over it. Move on.
What?
All right, man. See how it's how it is.
That's how we work.
I do not know what's going on.
Go ahead.
Welcome to the party on that one.
This one I found in the...
Oh, man. I have no idea what's going on.
I can see my house from here.
I hope so. Get that booger out when no one bothers you. Compose yourself and then come back to the party. That's what I'm there for, man. I'm a good wingman. I'll talk you down.
Rob.
Yes, sir.
The chick that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got her to stop saying bless you.
Really? How'd you break her?
By not responding at all.
Like in the robot? Like, she was like, bless you. And you were just like...
Yeah, I stared her down and didn't say anything.
That's you, Wingman. No. Thanks for you.
Thank you, man.
No, I just, you know...
Are you just...
Like, I don't know. It's kind of offensive. It's borderline offensive.
Is it, I don't answer or say it either.
I don't understand why you find it offensive.
I don't say it, and I don't answer to it.
I don't understand.
I'm with Aaron.
I don't...
I'm with Aaron on that.
Okay.
I don't believe in that. I don't say it. I don't force my beliefs upon you.
It was something I was raised with.
Why do we have to respond when somebody sneezes?
I thought it was something to do with manners.
I already did my part.
But I understand what you say.
Why don't we just go, hey, you sneezed.
I did my part.
Right.
They did their part by letting everybody know that they believe in God and that he will bless you and cure you of your sickness, but only if they have some say in the matter.
Right on.
Maybe it's because you're dead for a split second and your heart stops.
I don't.
That's why people say bless you?
No, bless you is, you know, hey, you got some evil spirits in you, and we're going to bless them out of you. Or that sneezing is a way to expel evil spirits from your body. Which, I mean, what was the point of making up that story? Were there a lot of people going around not sneezing? Maybe they thought they were going to lose a part of their soul if they sneezed it out. So going around, like, getting brain hemorrhages, trying to hold in sneezes.
Happen.
Maybe think it's your soul trying to escape.
Yeah. Ah. It escapes through your nose when you sneeze. When I die in the limits of rest. What is going to happen when you die?
You go to the place that's the best.
Yeah, according to Norman Greenbaum.
I don't know if I agree with him.
We in this conversation?
Yeah.
Why not?
So much for fun and light.
Yep, no more fun.
The worms go in, the worms go out.
I mean, I'm with you. We're in that same... I'm in that camp anyway.
How do you like your maggots, Billy?
Maggots.
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh!
What is that? Cannabis hyperemesis?
Oh my God, yeah. You're going to end up...
uncontrollable vomiting.
Just another statistic in the emergency room. Puke yourself crazy on marijuana.
Wow. I've never had that problem.
Yeah. You're lucky, Rob. Mm. There's the ad titled... The ad titled Drug Prevention Marijuana Use has drawn 2,515 dislikes and a flurry of negative comments on Reddit, Rob's favorite website. It said that right on the Huffington Post.
Nice. Thank you for the acknowledgement.
Reddit users, also known as Reddit fags, noted that...
Did you add that?
What are you saying?
I don't know anymore. The way the internet is?
Really?
Really?
Wow.
You know, 4chan assholes? Are those, is that the other one?
That could be a possibility.
4chan holes?
4chan holes?
Hey.
Chan holes.
Two's chan enough holes. For me. Representative Earl Blumenauer, Democrat from Oregon, on the number of deaths from marijuana overdose. Facts are in.
And then the story ends.
Zero.
Duh.
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, sometimes you just gotta remind people, apparently.
Did he happen to have the statistic for alcohol handy, by any chance?
Why would he? What is his point? He was...
Because it's greater than zero. It's much greater than zero.
His point in the first place was bringing up that it's not as harmful as people think.
Oh, right, so he's on our side?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's why he brought up the fact that it was zero.
Sorry, buddy.
Well, I can understand your impulse. There was a story about Governor Mike Beebe. Mike Beebe.
Beebe?
Beebe.
Yes.
Beebe Butcher?
Apparently he is pardoning his son before he leaves office.
Oh, that's a smart move.
What does this kid do?
11 years ago, he beat up his wife a little bit, or his girlfriend, and the cops came.
Like, his... father's wife or his own who beat up
his wife?
Which wife is beat up?
Or his mom?
The kid was beating up his old lady.
Oh.
Whose old lady?
His old lady. His
the
wife.
The kid's old lady.
The kid's wife.
The kid's wife.
I don't know if they were married.
The grown man's wife.
Maybe they were at, maybe she was just a girlfriend.
My God.
They were living together. He got rough with her. The cops were called. The cops came, found like an ounce of marijuana, and he got, it's on his record. He's got a felony record on possession. Hmm. And he and his dad is pardoning him before he leaves office.
Oh, you mean blatant nepotism in politics?
Oh yeah, same family.
Shocker.
Well, they did. They did try and play it off like, oh, he's done over 700 pardons, and a significant number of these have been for minors that are have drug related first offenses, nonviolent criminals.
Yeah, so he thinks there's better things to spend the state's money on.
Yeah.
Than incarcerating somebody who had a joint.
Right.
Right.
So why should he, I mean, in that way, if that's true, I don't know, I don't have his record, but if that's true, why should his son be treated differently then? Same situation. But the only reason I like the story is because his name was Mike Beebe.
Beebe.
Who just might be, I have no confirmation on this, but my research tells me it's possible he is the son of Ford Beebe, director of Flash Gordon, director of The Phantom Creeps, director of many, many horrible movies, and a Michigan native.
Shitty director beget a shitty politician.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if he's a shitty politician. Do you think that makes him a shitty politician because he pardons his own kid?
No.
Yeah.
I think it just makes him a regular politician.
Oh, well, your opinion doesn't count anyways because you don't have kids.
Yeah. Sorry. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So why the fuck am I asking you guys? I'd pardon my own kid. Fuck it. If it's a stupid crime like that.
Pardoning your kid for farting at the president?
Meh.
And then I'd go upside his head for getting rough with his girl.
Yeah.
So medicinal marijuana pushes forward in Maryland.
All right. I'm going to Maryland on Tuesday.
Have fun.
Well, they just now basically got the first draft of what they of the law. They're not expected to be up and running until mid-2016.
Oh.
Yeah. And they couldn't get any edibles approved.
Why?
Because it would take too much time and they would have to coordinate too many offices, you know. They have to get the health inspectors involved in this, the health department, rather.
Sounds like a load of bullshit.
Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of...
I don't know. How does Michigan do it?
Hmm.
I mean, fucking Michigan, you buy, like, people wrap brownies in saran wrap and sell them at gas stations. So, I don't know. Maybe they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. The edibles at the dispensaries are, like, pretty much...
But you said, like, what's Michigan's happened? Wild, wild west when it comes to medical.
Yeah.
Like, makes sense.
Wild, wild west.
Wild, wild west.
Yeah.
I wonder, I mean, there's other states out there that have medicinal marijuana. I wonder if they're as loose as we are.
Well.
Well, it's on the surface, it seems like California's pretty.
What's the deal with, like, in Detroit?
Yeah, but there's been no DEA raids in Michigan, have there ever?
I don't think so. Or on dispensaries?
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we'll hear different.
No, there's a lot of Detroit.
Yeah, didn't you say something about Detroit, the area around it? It's
there's a cities, there's surrounding suburbs.
It's decriminalized?
That decriminalized it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
In a lot of suburbs, the city itself, Flint, Jackson, a lot of communities decriminalizing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And most famously, D.C. recently.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about in the last show.
Well, D.C. straight up is legal. Like, D.C. is now with, like, Alaska and Oregon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant New York. I said D.C. I meant New York. I was thinking about New York.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, New York recently also decriminalized. Well, took it down to a $100 ticket.
It's still at least it's a ticket. It's not a night in jail.
Yeah.
Right? $100 first offense, $200 second offense. Third time, 15 days in the slammer, mandatory minimum, Rob.
You know what? It makes sense. It's like a tea break.
You could use your job.
Yeah, you could.
You know, just like, hey, yeah, guess what?
Fucked up.
I'm not coming in tomorrow or for the next 2 weeks after that.
Right. Yeah, it'd be like, does fuck your life up a little bit.
Or forever, because you're fucking fired.
Right. Like, oh, 15 days while don't come in. Ever.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I think your final check will cover your bail. I'll mail it. I'll drop it in, maybe I'll drop it in the mail tomorrow. I'll put it on my desk. I'll try and remember.
Ouch. That's a cold day. That's a real fucking cold day right there. I don't know how I'd feel talking to that person. I mean, are you sure? Are you sure? Could you do it?
So I got a direct deposit, son.
Yeah. That.
Yeah, but in New York, their police chief held up a bag of marijuana. But then what, you know, explicitly said, had to say, you know, this is for demonstration purposes only, and this is oregano.
Oregano.
That's fucking nuts.
This is not my personal stash.
Hey, is there a strain called oregano?
I believe so.
There should be by now. No, this is oregano. Oh, oregano's that good shit.
And I don't know. Like, he seemed like he didn't seem to know what to say about. He just had this bag, and he's like, and this can roll a number of joints. I don't know how many. It guess depends on how big a joint you like to roll. You could roll any size joints.
That could be one joint, depending on the size of the blunt.
How many joints in a lid? Two. Judges? I roll really big joints. Judges accept it. They roll really big joints, too. But what is happening in D.C.? I got a honey. We know that D.C. has passed legalization in a curious form, in my mind, a non-governmental monetizing way. It's more like, hey, we're just going to take our hands off the steering wheel on this one.
Mm-hmm.
You can possess up to an ounce. You can give away up to an ounce.
Yeah, I saw that.
You could find money. I mean, people find money all the time.
I liked what you said on the last one.
Hey, throw that on the ground. Put it on the ground. Right. I'll pick up the money.
Hey, grab that
don't
ounce.
Don't give me that shit, D.C., motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey, grab that ounce.
Put it in the couch.
You're not buying the shit from me.
Put the fucking $300 in the couch.
Just lay
make sure you lose $200 in the couch before you leave, please.
Now hug me, motherfucker.
Yeah, love. I want love. Come here. Make it look like, we're
what you
friends.
Need you to do, I need you to go upstairs, and I need you to just set $200 on my bathroom sink.
Yeah. Sit down on the bed.
Well,
put the money on the dresser.
As you can imagine, though, there's been mixed response to the decriminalization.
Okay.
It's a hard word to say over and over again.
I gotcha.
In D.C., because, you know, at the same time we elected a bunch of Republicans into the city. They're going to be there as representatives and senators and blah, blah, blah.
Hopefully they get shit right.
They got money. They can get the good weed.
Yeah. Well, get shit right for the people, man. Come on.
Well, no, the people open up shops now.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because they can.
Yeah, but you've got people like Andy Harris who he's come out to say, like, they're not pleased with the fact that it went legal in D.C. and
oh, really?
They do have power.
Well, I'm not pleased with the way you allow a lot of businesses to operate in this country, so that shut the fuck up.
You know what?
I agree.
But he's in the power to affect things like that, and I'm not.
Yeah, well, you know how? Yeah. They control the money. It's just, suddenly...
But he should support another stream of money to add on to the fucking... It's another leech to throw on the teat.
But that's the thing. You know? It's not.
It will be. It's burgeoning.
Okay.
It's happening.
They are expecting it to, but curiously, it's just legal. It's legal to grow. It's legal to possess. It's legal to smoke.
Legal to give away.
Legal to give away.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yes. It is not legal to sell.
Right.
Yeah.
Period. To anyone, at any point, in a building, out of a building.
That's you know, crazy. Then they're going to do what they do.
I will not sell it in a car.
Yeah. Just cardboard boxes sitting in front of people's houses.
No, but you know what? They're going to do what they do here in Michigan.
Grab a gram.
Because in all the paperwork for all the dispensaries I go to.
Yeah.
there's it all says donations.
Yeah, suggested donation.
Talks about first time, you get this free with first time donation.
What I got a donation for you. How about $5?
Oh, make the rule.
Well, your gift just got much smaller. So.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take this away.
I haven't tried that line of thinking yet. That's interesting.
Well, I only want to donate $5.
Well, that's just 50, but I got 40.
What do you think of that?
It's donations.
That's a donation. Right? You're getting something.
Yeah.
What do you think?
But I mean, I bet you, I guarantee you. I guarantee you.
I'm going to be bartering with these people.
I know this is recorded. We can timestamp this and go back guarantee and research it. I guarantee you that's what's going to happen. These places will show up, be like, I'm not taking donations.
Right.
You know?
I don't.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the local government can figure out how to get a piece of all that money that's going to come in.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a ton of money.
Okay, we need some kind of tax to collect from you. I mean, it's in the infancy stages. We're in like hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, but this
type
is
of stages for some of the
mystery.
Things we know today.
No, it's no mystery. It's the same reason why it's so confusing to me that Maryland was dragging their feet on this, because they're planning on taxing what it was like. If you are a grower, you will pay $250,000 for every 2 years.
For just a tax?
Yeah, that's a tax.
Okay.
And it was like maybe half of that if you're a dispensary. That's a significant... I mean, you can make a significant amount off of this business, too, but
right.
That's a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
Significant.
Yeah. Every 2 years.
Hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the business is already there. The examples are already there. You don't have to... It's right. No mystery on how to sell weed.
Yeah.
Teenagers figure this shit out. Come on.
They've been doing it since the what?
It's about as easy 40s? As working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And more profitable.
For sure.
Less hours.
Easier.
But anyway, on the better side of the news is that Virginia is now considering decriminalizing weed. Mostly because they basically surround the city of Washington, D.C.
Right.
So they share a lot of border with that city. And D.C. is fairly small.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot, I'm sure there's a lot of travel, like people coming to and from, like working in Virginia. And, I mean, working in Washington, D.C. and living in Virginia.
Virginia, Maryland.
Yeah. Yeah, Maryland, too. And in Colorado news, money has gone down.
Really?
For the first time since it's been legal.
Like total sales?
Okay, yeah. So they
third quarter results weren't the greatest.
Uh-oh.
Down 7.3%.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Weed naps.
Yeah, in corporate terms, that's a lot.
I can imagine.
That's damn near...
1 billion.
If I was working for some of the
wait
companies
for fourth quarter.
That I worked for, like 7% down is like 300%. You're fired. You're not going down that far.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's growth. That's what's important, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
But so they made 200. I
can't win them all. Right. Babe Ruth struck out.
Yeah.
It was down by a total in dollars of 2.5 million. That's not that much. You see. There's still like 30, it was like 30, 32 million, something like that. It's a lot of money for it.
Wait for fourth quarter. Wait for Christmas time. I bet you.
Oh, for sure.
Hibernation season.
Yeah.
There you go.
Time to stay inside and get high.
Oh, there's apparently a video. I just got this actually a half hour ago. This just in. Beep, 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 beep. Harper government's marijuana ad is being disliked to hell.
Harper.
Well, this is from Huffington Post Canada.
Huffpo Can.
That's all right. I'm sure it's still stupid.
Smoking a joint. It can seem harmless. But did you know that marijuana is on average 300 to 400% stronger than it was 30 years ago? And that smoking marijuana can seriously harm a teen's developing brain. Smoking marijuana, it can damage a teen for life.
Get the facts and talk with your kids about the dangers of smoking.
That'd be a sweet piece to have.
Visit canada.ca/drug prevention.
I want the brain bomb.
Yeah.
These facts may or may not be based on a study that's been debunked already.
Why? What is the reasoning behind all the disliking?
104 people said thumbs up. 2,515 said thumbs down.
Pimps up, hoes down.
On average, 300 to 400% stronger than it was 30 years ago.
Hell yeah, it is.
300 to 400?
That means 3 to 4 times. That's what that means. I'd say so.
Okay.
Dude, think about OG 18 and think about the shit
now
you
that
fucking...
I think about it in those terms, yeah, you're right.
Think about the OG 18 and think about the shit you first smoked.
On average. Because, yes, the average shit that you used to get was average. Shit,
yeah.
The average shit you get now is exceptional.
Yeah. Sorry we got better at botany.
God bless America.
We should wrap this up, huh?
You're special, Rob.
We're all special. You're special. I'm special. The cat's special.
When are we going to get a Rob's World?
Special.
I want a Rob's World segment.
Today's special.
Today's special.
Do you remember that show?
Can you promise me that for next week?
What is it going to be about?
I don't know.
That's a great question.
Let's let's think about it.
Yeah.
In your world, what would it be like?
I don't know.
Wrestling?
Yeah. It'd be a lot of wrestling.
Is that how you'd solve conflicts?
No.
Wrestling and weed.
It'd be a lot of weed and...
The two W's.
Chilling out and people needing to speak about things.
Wrestling, weed, and women.
Like on a level playing field.
Three W's.
I think...
What?
Well, no violence.
Like a chessboard?
Yeah, that would work.
Over no violence.
No violence, man.
No violence.
No football.
Play some Twister. Football would work. You can play some football if you want.
That has violence in it.
Not intentional to maim and kill.
What defines violence?
As long as whatever you're doing, as long as your playing field is literally level. I mean, no croquet. That's pretty much.
Croquet would be cool.
Croquet.
Have Obama play like
that is rarely played on a level playing field, my friend.
Usually the one person, the person who owns the croquet course is really good at it, and the person playing with him is like, I have no fucking idea. This person asked me to play croquet with him.
What?
On top of the fact that it's an elitist sport.
Yeah, it is.
It's rarely played on the lawn that is perfectly level. Not like you would find on your average.
I think of
baseball diamond
once on a level
or
DIA
even high school football field.
But it, I mean, the grass was high, so it fucking balled them move.
Grass was high.
Stay high.
And so was Rob.
Yeah.
The grass is high. I'm high.
Stay the tide high. Is high. Stay high.
Stay high.
And a little stay high. Pump.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.